This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Before we get into this week's super interesting listener suggestion, let me remind you that Season 3 will be ending in just 5 weeks. That's right, our Season 3 finale will be released on Sunday, March 29th. As we did in Seasons 1 and 2, we will be giving away some awesome Curious Kid Podcast merchandise in our season finale. More details to come in next week's episode, but until then...
Mailbag!
Mailbag! This week's mail is an email we received from a listener in Tennessee all the way back in June. It says, "My son Luke is a huge fan and would love to hear an episode on choking. He needs help taking smaller bites of food. We are from Rockvale, Tennessee, and Luke is 5 years old."
Thanks for the great suggestion, Luke. Today we are getting curious about choking for you.
It is really important to know about choking. More than 12,000 children are hospitalized every year from choking on food, and many others end up in the hospital from choking on non-foods. Let's learn how choking happens, what the most common choking hazards are, and what we can do if we are choking or if we see someone else choking. What is the question of the week?
The question of the week is, which food is the number one choking hazard for kids?
Let me explain. There is one food that is more dangerous than all the others when it comes to choking in kids. It is so dangerous that it should be cut into small pieces until the child is at least 3 years old. Can you guess what food I'm talking about?
Hey, Curious Kid Podcast listeners. While you are thinking about the question of the week, I wanted to tell you about the amazing sponsor for this week's episode, Caribou. That's spelled C-A-R-I-B-U. What is Caribou? It's an interactive video calling app that allows you to read, draw, and visit with your kids or grandkids when you're apart. They have thousands of books in 8 different languages, including some of our favorite characters like Sesame Street and Thomas and Friends, to read together, and coloring sheets you can draw on together in real time. Every Caribou paid subscription is a family plan that allows you to add family members to your plan for free. Are you ready for the best part? Every purchase of a Caribou subscription supports a free subscription to a military family through the partnership between Caribou and Blue Star Families. You can find Caribou on the Apple App and Google Play stores. The app has a free 2-week trial and is offered as a monthly or yearly subscription and can even be sent as a gift subscription. So find out more at caribou.com. That's spelled C-A-R-I-B-U.com. Now back to the show.
Okay. Let's describe how choking works.
Choking happens when something gets stuck in the throat or windpipe.
If something gets stuck in your throat or your windpipe, which is also called the trachea, it stops air from getting into your lungs. In most cases, some air can still get through, but in the very serious cases, the airflow is totally blocked and no oxygen can get into the lungs.
When you eat something, you want it to go in your esophagus.
That's the silly name that's given to the tube that brings your food to your belly. There is a little flap in your throat called the epiglottis. When you are breathing, the epiglottis is pointed up, which allows air to enter the trachea or your windpipe. When you eat, the epiglottis comes down and covers your trachea or windpipe so that the food goes down the esophagus instead. If food gets into your trachea and not your esophagus, it could be a problem.
If your lungs don't have oxygen for long enough, you could get very sick.
That's true. In many choking cases, the person that is choking will have trouble breathing or speaking. They might also start coughing violently. These are actually good things, because they rule out a totally blocked airway. If the person that is choking is able to make any sounds at all, you are dealing with a partial blockage.
If the person is not able to make a sound, the situation is very serious.
In these cases, they often put their hands to their throat to show other people that they are choking. They may even try to put fingers down their throat to encourage vomiting and get rid of whatever is blocking their throat.
The brain can get hurt if it doesn't have oxygen for 3 minutes.
The body needs oxygen, and the longer someone is without oxygen, the more serious the situation gets.
Choking is the most dangerous in the elderly.
That's right. Many people might think that kids are at the highest risk of choking, but most of the choking cases that result in very serious complications occur in people that are 75 years of age or older. Kids that are less than 5 years also have a high risk for a serious choking incident, but once you are 60 years of age or older, your risk is even greater than the risk of a kid less than 5 years old.
Why is choking such a problem for the young and the old?
Well, the reasons for both of them are actually very different. The reason choking occurs in lots of little kids is because kids love putting things in their mouths that don't belong there. That's one of the ways they explore things. Your brother Noah, who is just 2 years old, was never really interested in doing this, but you used to put toys in your mouth frequently.
Do you remember when I started eating crayons a few times?
I do. And there was a time or two that you actually bit a piece of the crayon off and had it in your mouth before me or mommy were able to get it out. But that was a long time ago.
A little child's windpipe is about as narrow as a drinking straw.
That's another big reason that choking is a problem with little kids. It doesn't take much at all to block such a tiny airway. In fact, one study showed that peanuts were the most common food found in the airways of choking children. And peanuts are very small.
Are there any other foods that little kids should be careful with?
Sure. You should use caution with whole round foods because they are the perfect size to block the airway.
Be careful with foods like grapes and blueberries.
You don't need to avoid those foods altogether, but it's a good idea to cut these kinds of foods into quarters or 4 small bites to reduce the risk of choking.
Foods that are chewy and sticky are a problem too.
Peanut butter is super sticky. Many parents are concerned with allergies when it comes to peanut butter, but they should really be more worried about the choking risk, which is really high with peanut butter. It's a good idea to avoid peanut butter until the age of 1. Raisins are another sticky food. You usually don't think of raisins as being sticky, but if you ever opened a package of raisins, you'll probably see a bunch of raisins stuck to each other.
That's dangerous because they can bunch up in your airway.
That's right. Be careful with other chewy and sticky foods like jelly beans and marshmallows.
What do kids choke on that isn't food?
So many different things. Batteries could be a big problem, because they are in lots of everyday things that kids can get into, and many batteries are the right shape and size to be a choking hazard. Toys, like coins and marbles, can also be very dangerous if kids put them in their mouths.
Even more dangerous than those things is balloons.
You are absolutely right. Balloons are amazing, and everyone loves to play with them. They usually come out to celebrate something special, like a birthday or holiday. Balloons can be super dangerous for little kids, though. Latex balloons pop easily and can be really harmful if you swallow them. Because of the texture of latex balloons, they easily fill out the spaces in the airway and can completely block airflow.
Skip the balloons next time you have a birthday if small kids are going to be there.
Or you can go with the sturdier Mylar balloons that are a lot safer than latex balloons.
Why is choking also a problem for older people?
There are lots of reasons. One is that as you get older, your mouth makes less saliva. That makes it harder to moisten your food. So things like crackers can be difficult to digest once you get older.
What is the best thing to do to prevent choking?
Well, like Luke's dad suggested, take your time when you eat. It's not a race. Eating slowly will help prevent choking and also help prevent overeating, which is another plus. There are so many other things you could do too. Obviously, it's a good idea to be careful with the foods and toys we mentioned that are a choking hazard. In the United States, companies that make children's toys and products must have warning labels that warn you if the product or toy is a choking hazard.
For kids, supervision is really important.
And I'll tell you what we mean by supervision. Kids, especially kids under 5 years old, should always be watched by a grown-up. That makes it much less likely that the child will put something harmful in his or her mouth, and it will allow the grown-up to act quickly if something happens.
If you spend lots of time with kids, you should get CPR certified.
CPR is an acronym that stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Those are some big words. CPR class is a class you can take to teach you how to help someone that is choking. If you are a parent, a teacher, a child care provider, a nanny, or if you spend lots of time with children, CPR certification is really important. Choking emergencies can happen to anyone, and it's good to be prepared just in case of an emergency. Many jobs, like my job as a pharmacist, actually require CPR certification. In a CPR class, you learn lots of different techniques to help someone that is choking. Okay, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. Which food is the number one choking hazard for kids?
Hot dogs can make you choke, so make sure a grown-up cuts them up.
That's great advice. Hot dogs can frequently lead to very serious choking complications in little kids. In the year 2010, the American Academy of Pediatrics advised the government to add warning labels on certain foods that could make kids choke. Target number one was the hot dog. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode, number 73, on choking.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Luke, for giving us something interesting to get curious about. If you are curious about something we haven't covered yet, please send an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you are curious about. If you really love Curious Kid Podcast, it would mean so much to us if you take a minute or two and leave us a review. Reviews on Apple Podcasts are so important for getting us noticed, and that helps make sure that the Curious Kid Podcast sticks around for a very long time. Before we get going, we have another great podcast to share with you this week. If you love movies, and who doesn't, you should check out We're Watching Here. Chris and Perry talk all about movies, new releases, old flicks, you name it, and they are very insightful, so check them out. Stick around after the outro music to hear the promo for We're Watching Here. Don't forget to join us next week to get more details about our Season 3 finale giveaway. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Hey everyone, Chris Williams here, inviting you to join me and my co-host, Perry Seibert, every other Friday for our podcast, We're Watching Here! We're Watching Here! Every other Friday, we talk movies, from our favorite directors to looks back at vintage releases to our thoughts on today's current trends. This is all backed up with the knowledge of two guys who've been writing about films for years and talking about them their entire lives. From Spielberg to Soderbergh and Malick to Michael Bay, we are opinionated moviegoers giving you opinionated movie talk. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts from Big Heads Media.
And now, on with the show.